Hello, my name is Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Joe Braidwood, who is CMO of SwiftKey. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
So you've joined us today to have a bit of a chat about what it takes to build a successful startup. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what SwiftKey does?
SwiftKey is a company that makes clever language technology. And that sounds like, we might be a company that teaches people how to learn a different language or something like that. But really, it's more simple. We try and make the experience of typing or communicating on a smartphone as simple as possible. We're famous for building a keyboard that helps you do that on Android, but we also have a really nifty and useful note-taking app on iOS called SwiftKey Note.
You have been trading for about 4 years, is that right?
So we were actually founded in 2008, and I joined at the end of 2009. But yeah, we've been in the App Store, I suppose it was the Android market back then on Google, since 2010. And yeah, it's kind of been fun and games since then.
So can you tell us a little bit about how the business has changed from when you started until now? Has it all been plain sailing?
I don't think there's any plain sailing in a business that goes through as many sort of product releases and growth challenges as ours. But I think, things are obviously going well. Back then, we were based in a tiny little room in Lambeth North. And, it was a very different feeling to, being able to look every member of the company, of there were about three or four of us, and it grew up in the eye to, today, where we are almost 150 people globally, and we've taken over a three-story office in Southwark. I run the team in San Francisco. We've got an office in Palo Alto and in Seoul. So it's just a completely different kind of company. It's all about, making sure that you're communicating well, making sure that you're according to the sort of right kind of processes and keeping people in the loop as you grow. Whereas back then it was just about how loud you could shout.
So you mentioned growth as being one of the challenges. What are the biggest challenges that you guys have faced over the last few years?
That's a tough question. I think really the biggest challenge that we've faced is knowing when to ship. I think that's what I would say. So if you're constantly committed to innovation and trying to build something better, by the time you're ready to put out something that you've built, you probably know what comes next. And so finding the right moment to sort of stop and get it out there and see what people think and build from that versus keep building and keep perfecting it in-house is always an inherently complex challenge. So, that's probably the hardest thing for any product-focused business. And I think we are not an exception to that rule. Another very difficult thing is knowing how to sort of build a team culture when you can't remember everyone's name because you've built to a certain size. So again, that is the sort of, there are all sorts of different ways to try to do that. Introducing Yammer is one of them, having team meetings where everyone has to get involved every week. So we have that on our Tuesday afternoons here. Many different things. But yeah, I think just scaling a business is a much harder challenge than you'd imagine.
And you're based in San Fran, but obviously London is SwiftKey's home. What are the kind of entrepreneurial environments like over in the US compared to the UK?
Oh, I mean, well, sort of entrepreneurialism as it relates to technology pretty much started in Silicon Valley, and San Francisco is now the sort of new Silicon Valley. It's no longer the San Jose's and the Palo Altos. So there is an extreme commitment to entrepreneurialism and startup life in San Francisco, and I think that comes across all the time. The challenge out there, it's a little different to London. When we started in Lambeth, no one had a clue what we were doing, and we just got on with our own thing. But over in San Francisco, the competitive nature and the sort of real challenge to get attention is probably the most difficult thing because everyone is screaming at full volume about their innovations and their companies, and trying to get noticed is a real difficult one.
And you guys have had a couple of rounds of funding now, is that right? A few million dollars?
Yeah, we've raised over $20 million. B round was the latest.
And so do you think that every business should take the cash? Is funding for everybody? And you guys didn't go through an accelerator program either. So do you think that has kind of benefited you in the long term?
Well, it means you hold on to more equity, which, you know, depending on then where you get to, is useful. I mean, that there are two real principles, I think, that kind of clash with each other. Two real business models that we see now, especially on mobile in the sort of tech space. One is, let's grow as fast as possible, get as many users as possible, and figure out how to monetize later. And that one really requires incubation and capital. And then the other model is, let's build a sustainable business, make it organically grow, and then take money if we need to, just to support that growth. And that's the model that we took. So, you know, when we started, we had a couple of technology strategy board grants, but that was about it. And took on very small portions of seed money just to get ourselves through and have a bit of a buffer. But, you know, the kind of view that we've had is that we should try as much as possible to balance our books. And to some extent, that can, you know, hold back breakneck growth. But I think that it gives you a substance and it gives you a real commitment to sort of legitimate business, which then once you start growing faster, I think gives you more foundation. So I think we made the right decision, but it really depends on what you're building.
I know you're a very, very busy man, Joe, so I'm going to let you go now. But we have secured you to come over and speak to us at the Barter Starter and be one of our judges. So we'll look forward to hearing a little bit more from you then. I did just hear you say mobile. And it sounds like you've been over in America a little bit too long.
Yeah, I've spent too long speaking to Americans.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Joe. I'll let you go and we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.